Dear Ronnie, that was an interesting recording. It's not exactly what I asked for, but I don't think that you planned on giving me what I asked for specifically. If you remember from some other post, I had asked if you could tell me to recite like 10 Hail Marys and say some Our Fathers. You see, all the priests that I grew up around, they were all Irish. And that Irish accent was a temporary escape from the small conservative redneck town that I grew up in. Now, even though all these Irish priests, had no problem telling me that I was going to hell, I still find the accent very soothing. What you gave me, seemed intentionally muffled, which is what most of your poetry, well, your poetry is not. Your poetry seems clear and concise, but your paragraphs, they're like, I don't know, a frequency, a radio frequency that's like, you gotta find, you gotta dial a tune and tuner, and you gotta adjust it a little bit to try to get where what you're saying. I really feel like the tapping on your keyboard was intentional, like it was like you were like trying to make an art piece out of it as you were replying or giving me all that. The whole sexual thing, I laughed. It was funny, but that's again not what I was really looking for. When I've been called, dirty cunt and slut and bitch and things like that, so I'm kind of already used to it, and it's not, it doesn't do anything for me, but thank you, I guess, anyway, for trying. You made the effort to record me something, so I'm appreciative of that. I don't know what your deal is with Smigs. So, unless you know him personally, y'all live on the same. Well, are you living in Europe or what? Or do you live in Ireland? Well, I mean, if you live nearby, you should probably go visit him and go meet him. That would be pretty cool. I hope to meet him one day. He's a cool kid. He's a cool cat. The other thing that you keep going on about, not really too much, but you're making comments about these people going into mental facilities. Maybe you're joking around, because a lot of people do joke around, but if that's not the case, and you think it's crazy that all these people are choosing to be open about going into a psych ward or what have you to seek some help. You need to shut the fuck up then. These are my friends. I consider these people, most of these people, my friends. Of course, we're online and we're not together in real life. And there is, mostly like an acquaintance type of feel there. But I think it's perfectly fine for them to share their experiences, and I think they should. I've lost three people to suicide. And I have suicidal tendencies myself. So, there's not a whole lot of awareness for mental health care in America, which most of us are American, or really around the world. It's just, we don't, it's a sad fact. So, I think these people sharing their stories helps them, and it helps us, and it just helps us become more aware of each other, and we should take better care of each other. So I just wanted to tell you that. I guess just tell you to shut the fuck up in that sense. Other than that, I think you're great. I love your poetry in MS Paint. It is just little bitty. Be little bits of treasure. You're definitely definitely a unique human being. I think you're a cool cat too. Yeah. I don't get you sometimes, but I guess we don't. That's just the way it is. We're not gonna always understand each other. Anyway, thanks for making that recording for me. I just wanted to tell you all that. Okay, bye.